I'm still pinching myself to make sure that I'm not dreaming. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrand, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they had a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and they several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others, and 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we spin into the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. A lot of times when you, as an American gun owner, you get out there and you look at the rock stars of the gun world, the Chris Costas and the Ronnie Barretts. There's a, you know, Kate Pavlik. She took a course at Front Sight, and she became she's a writer, a political writer, but she became a gun superstar at that point. And the American gun owner is vast and it's legion. Now joining me, and he's probably in Canada right now, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But he had a book come out called God, Guns, and Guts, which is a pictorial of sorts where he went around the country meeting people who were gun owners in the United States and just taking their picture and letting their picture speak for itself. Letting that picture speak for itself. Joining me now is Ben Phillippe. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Bill. How you doing?
How are you in Canada?
I'm actually in Vermont now. I'm done with Canada.
Golly gee, you are moving around, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah, this weather is definitely making it tough. So
you had a show called God, Guns, and Automobiles for the History Channel, and the guy that was the star of that show, Mark Mueller, he was the cover guy on your book.
Right.
What did you find? Why did you do that? Why did you go out and write that book?
Well, I wanted to know why there were enough guns in America to arm every man and woman. And so I set out. I started in actually Los Angeles, and I put ads on various places on Facebook and on Craigslist. And I started to meet legal gun owners, people who obviously bought guns not on the black market. And were good enough to share their experiences with me and why they were armed and why they felt it necessary to be armed. And I photographed them. And it just started there, and it just kept going.
Just mushrooms. What did you find? What was your overwhelming thought pattern as you were going through this? What did you think of the American gun owner as you made that journey?
Well, it was a journey. I started out, you know, I used to hunt as a child and go hunting with my family, and I've always grown up with guns around the house and stuff, but as I got more into the project, as I described before, photographing gun owners and meeting them, I fell in love with it, and I fell in love with these passionate people who want nothing more than to better the situation, better the culture, better the economy. They're wonderful people, and I fell in love with it more than before, and I'd say I'm a full-on patriot now.
You cut a pretty wide swath with some of your subjects. Like, one of your subjects is Kevin Jackson, who's a friend of mine, a political talker, who's a black conservative. And but at the same time, you went it. When you look at the book, it almost seems like you sought out everybody that you could possibly get any bit, a shred of evidence that they might own a gun, and went there and took their picture, because the pictures are varied and different and everything else. And it's really, I'm going to try to, all I've seen of it is excerpts, but I'm going to Barnes & Noble this weekend.
It's actually not available at Barnes & Noble.
They
wouldn't put it there. It's a pro Second Amendment book, so I had some problems with certain people wouldn't want to take it. So it is available online. It's on Amazon. And it is in a number of gun shops and camping stores in the United States. But it's not at Barnes & Noble.
Well, then I guess I'll be going to... I went in there one time and ordered a book from them that was pro-Second Amendment, and they were giving me a look, and I just looked back at them and said, "What? Now you're gonna do another book, aren't you?"
I am, actually, yeah. I'm working on a second book now. The first book was a great success, and I was busy with the TV show. As a result of that book, there was the TV show on History Channel, God, Guns, and Automobiles. And I'm now moving to this next book called We the People, and... very exciting because a lot of the people I met through the TV show and through the first book, I've been able to meet some really great people and some notable people, and I'm getting them into this this book where I learned everything I learned from the first book and put it into the second. I'm going to make it brighter and more positive, and I'm really trying to capture the more, I guess, again, notable people in the firearms community.
Quite the compliment. Ben is talking about coming down here and spending a little time with me, and I don't mind being photographed. But like on your website, you got this nice black and white sultry photo of a woman like draped across the wall.
Okay.
That's the kind of picture I want you to take.
whatever tickles your fancy, Bill. We can make it happen, but I'll make you look good. But yeah, I'm excited to come down and visit you. That'd be great.
Well, yeah, there'll be some things that I've offered to recount a story to him that I've put out there before, but I'm going to let him put it out there too. It'll be interesting to see his take on it.
Absolutely.
When is this process going to start for you? You're going to be doing this. It's you, your car, your camera, and the road.
Pretty much, yeah. I actually started already. I went out in the fall. It was in November, and I went across and I started to photograph some of the people that I had contacted. And some of these people, as you mentioned, they're actually in my next book coming out this fall, and the We the People book. But that would be I was fortunate enough to get in touch with Michael Madsen, the film star guy from Kill Bill and Reservoir Dogs. And with a friend of mine, we went out to Malibu and photographed him. And he's a patriot, and he's got guns, and he's not shy or afraid to talk about it and to say it. So I was able to like photograph Kevin Jackson, as you mentioned. That would be for my next book, actually. And Rusty Humphries and my good friend Mark Muller, who I got the TV show with. And I'll be photographing Man Cow, and. Boy, there's just a bunch of people from Black Rain. I was able to photograph Justin Harvell, the president of Black Rain Ordnance. And I got a bunch of really great people lined up for my next trip, and I will be just jumping in my car and driving around one place to another and showing up and taking photographs, and I'll also be shooting some videos, which are going to be posted on guns.com. So I'll be really just digging into the culture and doing some great enlightening and entertaining videos. And I'll put this all together in a book later this fall, and I hope it does really well.
Yes. Well, I notice on your website. The website is benphillippe.com. It's Ben, and he spells his last name Papa Hotel, India, Lima, Lima, Papa, Papa, India.
Yes, sir.
Two L's, two P's. Correct. And it has some of his photography, some of his film and video, a very short bio. Not very long-winded, are you?
No, people these days, I figure, don't have more attention span than a couple minutes, but if you're really interested in something, I believe that you will dig in and you'll look further, but you want to just get their attention first, and it seems to be the way things are these days.
Now, along the way, since I've started this sort of collaboration with Guns.com, you and I will be touching base many, sure. I'm sure many times before you get here, while you're here, and after you get here.
Yeah.
So I look forward to this. I'm sure you're. If you have a chance, you need to check out Ronnie Barrett.
Yes, yes, I would
you
love.
Really
to.
Need to check out Ronnie Barrett. I'm sure he would. He is. If every gun manufacturer out there was like Ronnie Barrett, we wouldn't be having nearly any of the issues that we have.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
You can check out some of his work. You're going to be seeing it on guns.com. His book is called God, Guns, and Guts. You can find it at, like he said, at Amazon and on his website.
Correct.
Where it's buy it here. I'm going to buy one today because I've only seen the excerpts of it, and I want one. And if especially if I get into the next one.
You bet. That'd be awesome.
I've already figured out, I picked out my camisole to wear in it, too.
Sounds good, Bill.
You drive carefully. I look forward to the next time we speak.
You bet. Thank you very much, and thanks for all you do. I love your show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Ben Phillippe, go check out his work. If you like it, if you like what it's portraying, then you are the American gun owner. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From the blunt object.
Back on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. I want to make a correction. Ben's last name is spelled with one L, not two. Two P's, one L. Phillippe. P-H-I-L-I-P-P-I. Or you can just look up the GodGunsGutsBook.com, and that's where you can order the book. Which I will be doing after the show. In California, you know, I talk, Texas Law Shield and I talk a lot. One, because they're a sponsor of the show, and two, because it's a specialized segment of law practice that they do on a daily basis. In California, it is becoming There's a lot of on-the-job training going on amongst some of the legal people that represent people. There are more and more reports surfacing in California about guns being seized from local gun owners under a special state program. And there's one Bakersfield attorney named Lauren Clear who has said his clients have had weapons seized by agents with the State Department of Justice. He's represented about six of them in the past couple of years, and he had to prove they really could keep their guns, which leads me to believe that if he could prove they really could keep their guns, then there's a lot of mistakes and a lot of misinformation within the APS system. The APS system, that stands for, where is it? The Armed and Prohibited Persons System. That's a state law, SB 950. It was set up in 2001. It cross-references five databases to find people who legally purchased handguns and registered assault weapons since 1996, with those prohibited from earning or owning or possessing firearms. And this is a fact sheet coming from the best-looking attorney general in the United States, Kamala Harris. Now, since it's examining five databases, okay, let's look at the NICS system, shall we? That thing is riddled. That whole system is riddled with errors. Some of them man-made, some of them not so much so. But if you've got five databases that you're picking from, what is my first question is, how do you ensure that all five are up to date and correct? Huh? Now, in California, according to the AG's office, a person becomes prohibited if he or she is convicted of a felony or a violent misdemeanor, is placed under a domestic violence restraining order, or is determined to be mentally unstable. Now, the last two. Let me ask about the last two. If you're under a domestic violence restraining order, okay, those don't last through infinity. Once that goes away, are they allowed to have their gun rights back? And mental health, mentally unstable, that's a gray area. Mental health can be treated. If you get out there and you say, I'm depressed, my wife of 90 years has died, and I'm having trouble sleeping, can I have something? Well, yeah, you're going to be depressed. That's a human condition. That doesn't mean you lose your God-given rights. And if you do lose your God-given rights, once you're over that, do you get them back? Now, what the good counselor Clear is finding is that some of his clients apparently had their guns seized because the agent said they had felony convictions, but he said that they really didn't. When they arrested you and booked you, they might book you under a felony, but then the case goes to the district attorney, and the district attorney decided how they're going to charge it, and they only charge it as a misdemeanor. And that's the example he gives. Now, okay. So, this presumption of innocence goes right out the window if they find a way to get out there and say, well, he was arrested for a felony. Yeah, but he was found not guilty. But he was arrested for a felony. Counsel Clear said that two of his clients were arrested on felony charges and the cases were later prosecuted as misdemeanors. The third case was an arrest on a felony that was not proved at all. The attorney said he then had to prove that there was no felony charge. In another case, he said a client originally had a sexual battery charge in 2003, but he then pled guilty to simple battery. Clear says then the man got a court order to exclude a gun prohibition. Now, Now, that's sort of game in the system, isn't it? Yeah. But you know what, Justice System? You're the guys that set this stuff up. These prosecutors that want quick turnaround, like it's a burger joint. You know, tell me if you want a cheeseburger or a bacon burger right now. Tell me. This is the nature of the beast. Now, if you allow somebody to plead down to a lesser charge, you don't get to come back and say, well, he was originally charged with sexual battery. He probably actually did it. And the fact that we let him plead down does not indicate that he's not a violent predator. Clear his client told the agents, here's the order from the judge, here's the order on the appeal that he can have guns. They said they didn't care. The lawyer said he worked with the attorneys at the DOJ and got that cleared up. The man got his guns back. I got bad news for law enforcement. You got to care. You've got to care. Now, the reason I don't believe that this America is salvageable is because we're operating without rule of law. I see a lot of videos on there about how, on YouTube, how will you react in a without rule of law situation? Well, it's not the pandelirium and people running around the streets and, you know, stealing your azaleas right out of your front yard that, you know, the chaotic video is. This is more nefarious than chaos. This is just happening while we get to water our lawns. So here is the problem. If law enforcement is going to operate outside the law, their credibility is shredded. And unfortunately, there's only one law enforcement officer per 19,000 people in the United States today. So you better have your credibility in hand with a firm grasp, because if you lose it, then your ability to operate as a law enforcement entity ends. It ends. I don't think sometimes law enforcement understands their limitations. You know, you don't come down. And here's the other thing. If they're going to do something that they say they're mandated to do, isn't it incumbent upon them to do everything they know to do to make sure they're absolutely right about this? There are a lot of guns that have been seized in California purely based on mistaken records. That's sloth. That's malfeasance of office. If you're in a position, people, if you're an attorney general or a police officer or something, and you're about to change somebody's life, I say it is incumbent upon them to make sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed, and you have done everything you can do in order to make sure that what you're about to do is the correct thing to do. Because the American, my patience, and I suspect a lot of people like me, our patience is not infinite. It will reach a wall. And like all things, I'm beginning to really believe that one of the self-defense systems I need to put in place is how to defend myself against the authorities. Let me take a pause to go take some blood pressure medication. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
K-9-5. coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this anymore.
Send from Ballistic Radio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Earlier this week, a cat named Dwayne Ferguson out of New York carried a gun illegally into a school. Apparently, they do have a method by which people can carry guns in New York, as long as you're not in New York City. And right now, all of Dwayne Ferguson's supporters are out there saying that we, the gun advocates, should be out there supporting him because it was a mistake. He didn't mean to do it. He didn't know he had the gun on him. Now, I don't know what kind of gun he had on him. I don't own a gun that I can carry on me that I forget I got. Okay? That distinct, even if it's in the pocket, you know, you have this distinctive shape. You're aware of a barrel sort of pressing against your leg. That kind of thing. My position as a gun owner is you have no business messing with me or what I got. I should have whatever I want. I should carry it wherever I want, whenever I want. And if I ever use it to commit a crime, I expect you to come after me and throw the book at me. That's my position as an advocate. Now, Dwayne Ferguson was an advocate for the SAFE Act. And if he wants to emulate, if the Second Amendment advocates need to be emulated here, Dwayne, get ready to take your licks. I don't think he was a threat to the school where he was at. I had no doubt about it. They're out there saying, well, it was the old axiom. If he was a good guy with a gun, and if he'd been able, you know, he would have helped the police if a shooting incident had occurred. Big deal. Shut up. You push the law. Live with it. I got problems with people that think they're above the law. We're about to revisit the strange, interesting case of Jerome Hauer, also out of New York, because this is where it ends, okay? This is the guy who's in charge of the Homeland Security and Emergency Services New York Division. This is the guy who used his Glock 17 as a laser pointer in a PowerPoint presentation. And this is the guy who is not a certified police officer. He's not a certified official of any kind that should be toting a gun. He's also an advocate of ultra-strict gun control laws, and he was appointed to his position by Cuomo in 2011. In front of a Swedish delegation, he couldn't find his PowerPointer. And I also understand, you know, I look at these veterans who are losing their gun rights because they're no longer complete or they're diminished. This guy supposedly has had something like a stroke or something, or Parkinson's or something, where he's losing motor function. I hate to tell you this, but if somebody's got palsy and they're pointing, they've got a gun out and that gun is shaking, if it's doing the caramba in front of me, I'm going to be a little nervous no matter how I feel about the person personally. Okay. Now, so let's see. He's not certified. He's not a security person. He has no permits whatsoever. Just by his position, he has decided he can carry a gun wherever he wants, whenever he wants. He was in a gun-free zone when he carried his gun in there. State law in New York explicitly bans state workers from bringing guns to the workplace, which Mr. Hauer apparently did frequently. And reporters in New York have begun asking questions about his habit of carrying a gun to work, and they were stonewalled by the Cuomo administration. This past Wednesday, the Times Union learned that Mr. Hauer received a waiver allowing him to carry a handgun to work. The waiver was issued 4 days after they ran the story about Hauer using a laser sight as a pointer. Times Union reports, despite the lack of a waiver before January, several witnesses said he has been carrying a gun on the job since Cuomo appointed him in 2011. Cuomo's administration is, of course, silent on this matter. This is people being above the law. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we're good. Good, good. I was listening to your guest earlier who wrote his book. Reminded me of something I've seen on TV recently. Are you familiar with RT on television, Russia TV? It's on cable.
Yeah, I don't watch it, but I've been to their website. I've watched some of the stuff from time to time.
Well, it's obviously a propaganda channel. It's political. It's, you know, Russian oriented. They have a lot of, you know, American commentators. You know, they have offices here in the U.S. and they have like Max Kaiser and other people like that, and they do a lot of good stuff that criticizes bad policy of the U.S. and stuff like that. But recently, that must be rumored, though, that Russia is a communist country. They're not all into freedom all that much. And they've a lot of their American commentators are kind of liberally inclined. But they had, RT has had a couple specials on, two different specials I saw recently about guns, gun ownership in America. And they're presently running. Like, RT runs things over and over again. You know, if you find it on your cable grid and your guide and you look it up, you'd probably find these programs still running again this week or in the next week. One was about, and I saw some of the one they showed, they went out, this reporter goes out to the home of a rural American family that, you know, the family that shoots together stays together, and they live in a, you know, a nice home out in a rural region, and they can go out in their yard and fire guns at cans against this berm, you know, in the backyard and stuff, and they had the reporter shooting and stuff. But it was obviously designed to slant the program kind of against the gun owners, you know. And another program they did was on you know, because it made them look like bumpkins and stuff, you know. But the other program was about women and guns. And so they tried to, you know, they showed some of this stuff about women. pink guns and the pink colored guns and all, which I'm not real in favor of. I wonder if, like, if I would hesitate to pick up a pink gun.
if it meant that somebody, a woman that I knew, would carry a gun and all it took was to Cerakote slide pink, I'm all for it.
Right, exactly. But anyway, they show, like, some of the more extreme things. Like, out there are actually women who are working against the women and guns type movement. You know, how women are being made to feel that they have to do this or should do this, and it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. So the RT coverage of the issue, they actually, you know, had, like, you know, the, have these, the, this program running. It might have been two parts of the same program, you know, the women thing and the family thing. But clearly slanted against gun ownership, and which I was disappointed in, because they, RT does a lot of good stuff that challenges what's going on in America. But in this case, their expose was clearly slanted towards the anti-gun situation.
Sure, and, you know, I take it for what it's worth. I mean, that I'll go search that out just so I can see, just so I can compare.
I think you'd really, you'd really enjoy critiquing it at very least and seeing the slanting. But it wasn't vicious, it wasn't nasty, but it was clearly slanted. And especially the women, since you have people on specifically addressing women and guns, I would think that and I'll bet you your women and guns people have seen it, and so it might be worthy of discussion at some point in the future in the program when you have your women and guns people on.
Roger that.
All right, man.
Thank you, sir. Stay safe. Have a good weekend. Right now, Gun Owners of America and most of these other organizations out there, we have resisted gun registries. Gun registries are only in place for one reason. That's to know where they are so you can go and get them. And we have resisted them. And in Connecticut, they're about to face a very harsh reality because, not everybody's going along with that. And there's a guy out there. There's an organization in Connecticut, and I'm trying to think of what this. I think it's Connecticut Against Gun Violence. And this guy claims to be, he's a dissenter of Connecticut Against Gun Violence, and he's happy with the new law they've got, but he's not happy with the way they're thinking about doing things. And the reason I'm going to bring this up is because right now, there are some high moral ground people in New York who are castigating Second Amendment advocates because we're not falling in line behind their poster child who broke the law. Okay, he broke the law. Period. Whether I like it or not. He might be the salt of the earth. I'm going to let you hear it from the other side, what they really think about people on my side who break the law. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earth earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go into the next hour. Coming up is John Johnston from Ballistic Radio. He'll be joining us. Coming from Connecticut Against Gun Violence, which, you know what, I, as a gun carrier, am against gun violence too. The difference between me and the Connecticut's Against Gun Violences of the world is I know what stops gun violence. That's gun violence from somebody like me. But in I'm going to let you hear this verbatim from this. Let's see, does he even take credit for his tome? No, he's a CAGV dissenter. This is an open letter to the elected officials of Connecticut and concerned citizens. I am a longtime supporter financially and morally of Connecticut Against Gun Violence and applauded their accomplishments in the last legislative session. The new gun law was a triumph of common sense, and the law should be allowed to stand unchanged Simply put, we cannot allow any amnesty nor leniency for owners of automatic weapons and high-capacity clips. Connecticut, I didn't know you had automatic weapons out there in the wild. Earlier this week, I received an email from CAGV that has me distressed. Apparently, the organization wishes to support a limited amnesty for gun owners who have either intentionally or unintentionally ignored the registration deadline at the end of December. In exchange, CAGV proposes other tweaks to the law that seem too technical to matter much. I am against this proposal, and I am writing today to implore all of our elected officials to block any sort of amnesty for owners of automatic assault weapons or high-capacity clips. These items are a menace to your culture, and it should be left to the courts to decide if changes to the law are warranted, not political back-scratching. Our Best in the Nation law was passed last spring, and these people have had many months during which they could get their act together and submit the required forms, offering those who were too lazy or too stupid to comply in the light of time a window during which to register their now illegal assault weapons and clips is an insult. Ignorance of the law and or a belated sense of concern about being caught is no reason to change the law. Let these law-abiding citizens reap what they have sown and leave the ban as it is. That John McKinney and other Republicans seems to be supportive of this amnesty should be seen for the political act that it is. McKinney has learned that his noble support of the new law has soured the GOP base against him, and he's seeking to get back in their good graces. As residents of Connecticut, we should not allow McKinney and other worried, vulnerable Republicans to shore up their support with the GOP gun owners at the expense of the rule of law. No amnesty, no leniency, no exceptions. Voters are watching. You, Hartford, and the CAGV membership is watching its leadership. I am a CAGV dissenter. Well, CAGV dissenter, in the very highly unlikely event that you were listening to me right this moment, first things first, you're pretty stupid. Automatic weapons, even if they existed, unless things have changed, they're under the auspice of the NFA. I think they're sort of outside anything else. I may be wrong about that. Like I said, I'm not a lawyer. I've never played one on TV. Didn't say it stayed a Holiday Inn Express. But the ban wasn't against assault, automatic assault weapons and high-capacity clips. You, CAGV dissenter, are a parrot. You're driven wholly by emotion. You're not interested in safety. You're interested in power. You look at gun owners as a plague. And those same gun owners would defend you if you were being set upon by some predator, whether it was man or something wild. They would defend you without asking a question because they have compassion for their fellow man, which you lack. Now, I personally wish they would allow an amnesty so it would fail. Because you're existing in a place right now, and you're pushing for a set of rules and laws that are illegal in their entirety. No matter how much you or your Senator Chris Murphy or anybody wants to state out there, self-defense is a God-given right. Period. Second Amendment simply affirms it. It's not something that can be tampered with. If you don't want to practice self-defense, by all means, and good luck. But you don't get to dictate to me, and you should not be allowed to dictate to the good people of Connecticut that simply own guns and have done nothing to nobody. Nothing to anybody. To harm anyone, ever. The fact that you want to get out there and throw the book at them for civil disobedience is great. I'm sure that you probably took part in some of these Occupy movements where you practice civil disobedience. And you know what? That's your right to do so. And I recognize it. But you don't recognize the rights of other people that go against your viewpoint. And you are part and parcel of the problem. You have empowered and enabled a lot of politicians out there, you and your like, to take a country that is the very concept of its being is stupendous and great and everything good, and it has been prostituted, and it has been turned into an abstract painting of horrific proportion. And it's come to the point now where, like in Connecticut, where you guys are about to become a flashpoint based upon your next move, whatever that's going to be, very likely your politicians that you champion are going to wimp out, and they're just going to make believe that everybody's compliant. But that specter of the millions, and yeah, I said millions, of people in Connecticut that own these weapons who are defying gun registration is going to be out there. And that's called checkmate. There were a few nervous people that wanted to do everything they could to remain within compliance of the law, and I'm not going to fault them. But I've counted the number of registered guns that were used in the Revolutionary War. It's a real easy count. It doesn't take long to compile that at all, because there were none that were used in that. They were just ordinary people who wanted to wake up one day and go plow part of their field, and then a very small percentage of them stepped up and said, I'll fight for this country and die for it if I have to. And I've done that. And in my small individual way, it insults me that you think you can get out there, and that people like you think you can get out there and dictate to me that I defended for you. I picked up that mantle, and millions like me have picked up the mantle, and they have done what they could do, whether they've been in combat or not. They were there. They were in the weeds. Don't know anything about you because you're a coward. You didn't even put your name down. So, you want to exist in the utopian world? Good luck. I've been ranting so much. John in Tennessee, we got 2 minutes before that we flip into the next segment. What can I do for you?
I was listening to your comment about the last caller or the last, whatever you were reading just a minute ago, Bill.
Yeah.
It is absolute ignorance. I've never seen. Have you ever seen a 10-round stripper clip? I haven't.
I've seen plenty of stripper clips, and I don't even use them.
Well, I don't use them either, but I don't believe I've ever seen a 10-round clip.
No, never have.
Here's the thing. Wouldn't it be lovely, Bill, to actually have to come across this guy, hand him a firearm, and then say, "Oh man, I'm sorry," and he's, I know you want to defend it, but I'm sorry, all I've got is 30-round magazine. You can't have one. I'm sorry.
What would be lovely, and I know this is horrible to say, John, but I'm about to have to let you go. What would be lovely would be to come up on him, getting the mud stomped out of him, and get between him and his attackers with a weapon, and stop the attack dead in his tracks, and know who I'm defending, and just look at him and say, "Got any questions now?"
All right, take care, man.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Coming up next from Ballistic Radio is going to be John Johnston on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.